Exactly. Right. Now, the Gemara starts at Amai. Amai. Ayin tachasayin amrachma. It's not a typical beginning of a Gemara. What do you have? So why is there Amai? What's the question Amai? Amai, I think it's Amai, Ayin tachasayin amrachma, meaning it's contradictory to the pasuk. Why is the Mishnah saying it's tashlumen, it's mominous? This seems to be it contradicts the plain pshat of a pasuk. It goes way beyond Minani Mili. Minani Mili is I don't know the source. Here the Gemara is saying I know a source that says the opposite. So how can you tell me it's Mammon? Okay. So the Braisa. So the Gemara says you might. The Gemara says maybe you'll say it means mamish. You can't say that. Can't even have me like that. Why? Because the Gemara says, there's a brisa, that you might think that you do to him what he did, that you do to him what he did to the Nizak. Talmud Lomar, Make Adam, Umake Behema. What does that mean, Rashi?
Make Adam, Umake Behema, the common farish, the cry, Hay Make
Tama. It's some sort of Xerah Shava. Alright, it's a question. Some sort of Xerah Shava. It's not really smichas. Question: Tosus, the Mishnah don't like it. Girsa says samachli, but they want to say it's some sort of gzeira shava. So anyway, that what? There's a gzeira shava that between Adam and Behema, ma make Behema l'tashlumen, af make Adam l'tashlumen. There's a gzeira shava that says that it's mammon, just like an animal, just like by an animal. Go ahead.
Enough to follow Omar. Roshay Barim Shinfo.
Alright, so then the Bryce says, this is continuing the Bryce of Vim, Nafshech Lomar. Meaning what, Rashi? Vim, Yeshel Chol Lahoshev, Ulak Shos Klum, Al Tamze. Strange. If you have some problem here, if you have some kasha on what we said on this Gzeir Shova, learn it from another medrash. What's the other medrash? Right. So you can take a kofar nefesh, meaning what?
If you kill someone, you can't take money in retribution, but if you damage someone...
So kofar nefesh is money.
Yeah.
You can't... It's telling the basin, don't take a payment to let the rotzeach go. Right? Don't take a payment to let the rotzeach go. So the rotzeach yata lokeach kofar. I'll take a kofar. The roshi evarim shein chozrin. Oh, that's the brisa. Right, that's the brisa.
It's like
we'll see. Harehi omer. Okay, shein chozrin lachash niktu. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's the brisa. So you want now? You want to analyze the brisa? Anyone have something to say now, or you want to wait for the? Okay, so first the Gemara says maybe it's make behema yishalmeno make yadam yumas. So it says no, that's by death, and there's no tashlumen. So what was the havmina? The havmina was that you needed the words make, right? So that's what the Gemara moves to now. Ella. So which is that? That's it's right before. Umake nefesh behema yishalemeno nefesh tachas nefesh. Go ahead. Ve'ish ki yitein mon ba'miso kasher osa ken yi'osa lo. So those two psukim are next to each other. Very good. Go ahead. What's the nefesh tachas nefesh by the behema? Yeah, you replace the nefesh. My thing. Go ahead. But there's no word maka. Go ahead. Yes, what does that mean? Hako kamrinon? Rashi. Yeah, so Gzeir Shava doesn't need the same exact word. doesn't need the same exact word. That's the one by the tzaras, right? Shove a coin to borrow a coin. Yeah, hold on. So what does it go by? The idea? Good question. So how does it work here? Well, the shove a coin to borrow a coin is the same. Why? Because it means he's checking the house. Right? Doesn't that mean, is that the case over there? What? Is it by the house? No, it's by the Mitzvah himself. By the Mitzvah himself. Right, we're checking the Mitzvah, whereas if he's a Mukhlat or... right, is that the parsha over there? Okay. But he's doing the same thing. He's just coming, he's doing it a second time. Right? So what he's doing is the same. Correct? So here too, Rashi says, Umake Odom Diktoni Hocho Hakohu Dikomar. Umake Odom, when it says Make Odom, Umake Behema, so it's it means to say Hako. Umichi Yitein Mum Goma. And you can learn it from Ki Yitein Mum. Why? How else did he get a mum? Through Hako?
A little weird.
He fell. No, Ki Yitein Mum Bottom. You gave the guy a mum. How'd you give the guy a mum? By hitting him.
I'm saying, give someone a...
Yeah. Alright, so the Gzeira Shav you have to say is to the case. The two cases are the same. Sometimes different words can describe the same case. Yeah. But now it becomes a very difficult Gzeira Shav. I mean, now the Gemara is saying, basically, I mean, if you would say Hako, no, it's, this is something that's new. The Torah is trying to teach you, isn't it? That Ayin Tachas Ayin is Mamon. That's something new. The Gemara is asks Amai. So it would seem in this kind of a thing, the Torah would have to say a specific thing to tell you that it's the same. You understand? In other words, ki yitein mum ba'adam, ki yitein mum ba'amiso, the Torah, look, let me just say, the Torah has to give the case of somebody hurting somebody else, right? It has to give that case. It's part of the halacha. You have to deal with the case. Now you're going to tell me that just dealing with that case itself automatically makes Gzeira Shava to Behema? How else could the Torah have done it? Are they going to tell me that there's a Gzeira Shava? The Torah is giving, is embedding a clue that these two things are the same. How? Because it uses the same word. That I understand. But you say the Torah is embedding a clue that these two things are the same because it talks about both of them? And they're both done with Hakah? It's almost like just because they're both in the Torah, now there's Gzeira Shava. Well, what's the sense of this kind of a Gzeira Shava? Need to look at it. But no, I think the answer is like this. that we were saying yesterday, that a Chovel is different than a Mazik. Okay, a Chovel is different than a Mazik. All right. Now, but what is a Hakah? Which category is Hakah? See, make, the Gzeira Shava is saying that the word make is just strict nezek. That's how this makes sense, I think. It's saying that the description of make is just a descriptive word of a physical act, without taking into account any of the broader context. Okay, so whether the Torah says the word make or not doesn't matter, because by not saying it, it's also just treating it like a physical act. And so the Gzeira Shava is that the hitting of a man and the hitting of an animal are both considered by the Torah just in the purely physical realm. If it would have wanted to remove it, it would have only talked about man by achova b'chavero. It would have had to use a different word. A word to elevate the action of man above the act of the physical. You understand? Something similar to that. It would have to be those. The fact that make means to say, make behema means to say it's just a, that's an act viewed purely in the physical. You understand? Now, when it says, the fact that the Torah the fact that the Torah also leaves the description, never chooses to qualify the act of hitting man differently, means to say that on a certain level the mice of hitting the man is also just relegated to the physical act. Meaning to say, similar to the animal. If it would have wanted to remove that connection, right, it should have spoken about the interaction between man in a different framework, not just makeh. Makeh is just physical.
Or it could have, by him, not used the word makeh. In other words, makeh would have been
big. You understand? The gzeirah shavah of makeh is that they're both treated and dealt with in the same framework as just an act of hitting. Not an attack and an affront on his humanity. It's just an act of hitting. So that's either can be conveyed by using the same word or by not talking about the act at all. That gives it no significance. No greater significance above it, the physical. The alternative would be to always describe the hitting of man in a higher in a higher sphere. Right, when he's a chovel bechavero or something like that, you understand? To always say that when you hit a man, there's not an element in there that's just like hitting a dog. There's nothing that's the same. It's qualitatively different. But by saying that there is an element in hitting a man that is the same as hitting an animal, that's telling you that in that framework of nezek, the Torah is treating them the same.
I mean, like Zera Shava, if Dafka comes to bring together,
similar things.
Wait, similar things or two things that are in different spheres and
right.
But here, since they're essentially in the same, the Torah is dealing with them in the same framework, so we don't need the regular type of Zera Shava.
Right. Because by not mentioning it, by not qualifying the act of hitting another man as a unique act, it's leaving it as an ordinary act, just like hitting an animal.
Usually the Gezeirah Shavah is more by choosing an unusual word.
Here,
it's by omitting the choice of an unusual word, making common recourse to a common word.
The Gezeirah Shavah is by the treatment of the Torah's treatment of the act. The Torah treats the act in the same way, as just a very unqualified physical interaction, as opposed to a human interaction. You understand? And an animal interaction. You could say that. What? Can I make it worse than I understand? Right? No, you could say when you hit an animal, it's true there's a physical element of it, but that's not really what it is. It really is. It's like the Ram says, it's a philosophical machlokas. The Ramban brings down the machlokas in Brachos. We say that a man has five types of souls, right? Right. He has the soul of that zon. He has a soul like a plant. He has a soul like an animal, right? Zon and molid and moving, right? No, so you have all. Then he has imagination. He has chachma. But the question is, on the ones that are the same as the animals, like koach hazon, is it the same koach hazon or is it different koach hazon, right? So if you look in the Ramban and the Chumash and Unkelus. It seems like it's a question. Ramban brings down as a machlokas, right? In other words, when the Rambam is funny in the Perush Shnayis in the Perush in Shmar Prakim. I think he leaves it open. I don't remember, but
I don't think it's the same.
In the Perush Shnayis, in the Perush Shnayis says, but in the Mora he sounds like he's saying it's the same, because in the Mora by Shluch HaKain he says it's exactly the same, just the same torment that the animal goes through, you're going through. But anyway, so in other words, when you're hitting, sometimes two things can appear the same, but when you hit a man, so there's an element of nezek, but just like when you hit an animal, there's an element. But that doesn't mean it's the same thing. That doesn't mean you can treat them the same, right? It's part of a whole different entity. There's a lot more involved in hitting the man. So it might have a similarity, but doesn't mean that you can break off this piece and treat it exactly like hitting an animal. That you need a gzeira shava for. You need the gzeira shava to tell you that although there's a very deep interaction of man to man, on this one element we can break it off and treat it exactly the same as hitting an animal. That you need a gzeira shava for. But it's only because the gzeira shava treats the hakah, because the pasuk leaves the hakah as just an ordinary hakah. Okay? That's either by using the same word or by not mentioning it. My point is that the not mentioning it is doing something. That's my point.
Okay? You're not mentioning it, you're putting both of them down.
Right. You're leaving it as a physical hakah. Okay. Now we skip vaksiv. We're going to skip the vaksiv. Like according to Tosis Girsa. Umayim nafshach lomar. Is that what we're up to? Yeah. So what is the kasha on this? This seems like a very compelling argument. It's a gzeir shava. Go ahead. So there's a question to the Tana. Tana's question. My chazisa. Why do you learn it from Make Behema? Oh, so where's Make Adam? Hold on. Neilif mi Make Adam, Rashi. Am I right? Is that Rashi? What's the Bach doing over here? Shenerag mamish, right? The person is really killed. That was the case. That was the pasuk later, right? That was the first pasuk they tried to use. Make adam yumos. No, okay. Rashi was the Bach saying. V'hachanami kiksev ki yitain mum mamish. That was the question. Go ahead. Well, it would be gzeir shava. You'd have gzeir shava. In which case? Right.
What do you want the Torah to write?
For what? To do? If the Torah wanted to do what?
Compare it to man.
So it did it. Make. What? It's kitin mum. So they're saying now they're saying that's true, but the word make is also used by Adam, right? The word make is also used by Adam. So there's maybe by Adam the word make has a different meaning, right? There's a make Adam that itself is a different thing. A make Adam is itself a different thing.
For instance, what do we want to talk about?
Okay, so what does Gemara say? Gemara says, no, you're going to learn it. You'll learn the Zikin from the Zikin and not the Zikin from Misa. What does that mean? Rashi? Klomar.
Klomar. Mishum hai pirpa lo avin matik tana lamela lo tifu matu the shinuye hafi tana in Zikin the Zikin.
I don't understand that Rashi really. So he's saying that what? That from this question alone, why do you learn it from Behema? That's not enough. That's not a powerful enough question. Because you could just say that you learn Nezikin from Nezikin, and not Nezikin from Misa. But then the Gemara just knocks that whole answer off like it's a bad answer. The Gemara says, "No, Adarabba." I mean, It's not a new question. It's just the Gemara is rejecting the answer. I don't know where Rashi says this question is not enough. This is a good question. It's just we don't have a good. This is a good question. No. It's damage. Just damage in terms of the guy. It's damage. Go ahead. Okay, so what's this Shakla Vatari of you? Why do you learn from Maki Behema? Learn from Maki Adam. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why we learn from Maki Behema. Because Maki Behema is Nezikin. And when you damage a guy's body, that's also Nezikin. So you should learn Nezikin from Nezikin. The Gemara says, no, Adaraba. That doesn't make any sense. On the contrary, you should learn Adam from Adam. Well, they say Adam from Adam and not Adam from Behema. Yeah, so what does that mean? And that apparently is that's the real question. That's the real question. That since there's a paradigm of Make Behema and Make Adam, and then there's an undescribed, then there's an unqualified phenomenon of Make Adam, you would naturally associate the Make Adam of Nezek to the Make Adam of Misa, and not the Make Adam of Nezek to the Make Behema of Nezek. And therefore, you would come out still saying it's Mamish. That's what the Im Nafshach Lomer is. So what's the Shakla Vatari of which, of Nezikin to Nezikin or Adam to Adam? What's that question? In other words, the Gemara is saying, once you see that a Make Adam is a qualitatively different thing, right? Because of Maki Adam Yumas is Misa, you see it's a qualitatively different type of an action, then all interactions of man should be judged the same. Because the Nezek itself is not the same. There really is no Nezek to Nezek. Because it's more than just Nezek by Adam and Adam. It's an interaction of Adam to Adam. So that's what says Adarava, on the contrary. The whole realm is different. It's not simply the man's arm is not simply possession. And it's not simply an act of depriving him of his property. So there is no comparison of Nezek to Nezek. So the only logical comparison is that the parsha is, that was, what's the parsha? The parsha is Adam and Adam. That's the parsha. It's not a parsha. This is the old question of categorizing things. How do you categorize things? How do you categorize Adam, a man who damages another man? Right? So the Gemara is saying the essential activity is the type of engagement. That's the essential activity. That's man to man. That's Adam. You don't look at the accidental outcome that it was a damage and compare it to other cases of damage. Right? You categorize by the essential activity. Essentially, it's man-to-man. So if we know that we treat interaction of Adam and Adam with a certain type of a onesh, then all interactions of Adam and Adam should have that same type of onesh. That makes sense, the Gemara says. Okay? So therefore, that's the Im Nafshach Lomar. So what's the answer? Okay, that's a good answer. Right. In other words, Rashi's answer seems to be saying like this, that what's the progression of this Gemara? It's still difficult, but saying just to say my chazis deal after me maka behema, leilu from maka adam, that's not a good kasha, the Gemara is saying. Whereas the Gemara says, Amri dona nizikim vein dona nizikim mimisa, that is a true answer, the Gemara is saying. It's a true answer on the Gemara's question. So he's saying that the Gemara is giving like, I hate to say this, but what you're saying, like, Gemara is giving like more like a superficial question.
Well,
like,
why are you learning from here to here?
No, it's in the question of why are you learning from here to here. I can give you an answer. But what? That I can give you an answer on. That's not a good question. The question of just why do I learn from here to here, learn from there to there, I can give you a reason why we learn from here to here. I could give you a reason. The real kasha is that once you're going to give a reason, though, it's difficult, though, that what?
What was the question assuming? It had to be assumed that the reason to do the other
The question is assuming like there's no reason at all. The question is assuming there's no reason at all. The question is saying it's arbitrary. The question is like it's arbitrary. Why pick from here? Pick from there. He says, no, I can give you a reason why you pick from there. The only thing is, once you get into the realm of reasoning, then it turns out that the more essential reason is Adam HaAdam. Right? But the progression in terms of the question is just, my chazisa is not enough. That's not a kasha. That's a kasha like just saying, like, there's no, like what's your basis? I can give you a basis. That's not... The question is not... The question, the im nafshach lomar, is not that it's arbitrary what I'm doing. Right? It's that once you start laying down reasoning, the greater reason lies with Adam. Okay, so what's the im nafshach lomar? So what's the answer? That's the Gemara. So that's the second drasha. That what? And that's why you need the pasuk in Bamidbar. That you can't take a kofar for nefesh rotzeach, but you can take a kofar for Rosh Yavam Shainim Chosrim. Right? Go ahead. Right, is that really true? Hami boy le don rachmona lo savet be tarti lo tishkol minei mamon v'tiktula. You need it for a different reason. You need it to tell you that you don't take money and kill the guy. Right? So he goes, no, that you learn from a different pasuk. Kedei rishaso, fine. But you still need it for itself. Right? That you shouldn't take money and let him go. Still need it for itself. Legufe yitzrich resh says. So that is what... Why does it have to say lenefesh rotzeach? That tells you only for the